Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. We just thank God for everyone that is present this day. We know that this is the day that He has created for us, and we will rejoice and be glad in this day. Yes, yes. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Philippians 2 and 5. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, God, for this day. Thanking you for the opportunity that you have given us. Thanking you, God, for your goodness and your mercy. Yes, we know that your goodness outweighs any situation, any trial that we may encounter. Your goodness is ever present. And we just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for your keeping power. You alone have been able to keep us. You alone, God, have kept our mind, God, when things have come up where we felt we couldn't handle it. You alone have kept us, God, and we want to say thank you. We thank you, God, for Jesus. Oh, we bless his holy name. We thank you for Jesus, and we ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you open up our hearts, open up our ears, that we may hear and understand what your word is saying to us, and not only hear it, but be doers of your word. And not just a hearer, God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. We will be careful to give you all praise. We give you all honor. Because it's in Jesus' name we pray. And we say amen. 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 Again, we thank God for you and you and you. We bless this day. Mm-hmm. We know we have been talking about hate. We've been talking about hate for several weeks. But we wanted to pause and focus on the opposite of hate. And we know that the opposite of hate is love. So we want to bring this lesson to a close, reminding everyone that you were loved before you even entered into this world. You were loved. You may not know it. You may not have realized that. But you were loved. The minute he formed you and shaped you and breathed breath into you and you became a living soul, that's love. That was love. That is love. Yes. To take time. To take time. To even think about us. Glory to God. Yeah. He thought about us. When we weren't even thinking about him, he thought about us. Yes, yes, yes. So the person who knows the very hairs on our heads loves us. Think about that. Mm-hmm. Who you know going to take time to count your hair that you got on your head? Huh? Who going to take time and do that? Who going to say that they love you that much that they want to make sure that you are who you are and no one else? No one else. Mm-hmm. Again, the one that breathed breath into us and we became living souls. And not the doctor, because we always think that the doctor was the one. You know, when he pat us and we start crying when we at birth. Yeah, we think he's the one. No, he's not the one. The one is Dr. Jesus. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. That's who it was. Dr. Jesus. Yeah, the one who really woke us up. The one who wakes us up every day. Yeah. The one who wakes us up every day. It's not the alarm clock. I remember many times I used to have to tell the kids that. They would think that their parents woke them up. No, it's God. God has his hand on your heart. God has his, he is the one, has the thing, wonder where he can touch the button. He said that he has the power to cause you to open up your eyes and keep your eyes closed. He has that kind of power. Yeah, yeah. That's the God that we serve. Yes, yes. So love is what we all need. Love is what we all look for. We all are looking for love. We all. There's not a person that actually has walked this universe that can actually say, I've never wanted love. I never. If they say that, they're not being truthful. They're not being truthful with themselves. But some of us look for love all in the wrong places. Yes, some look in the wrong places, and then others don't look at all. Those of us who should give love are sometimes selfishly waiting for love. Instead of giving it, you waiting for somebody to give it to you. Huh? You're not being in the reciprocal spirit. You with your hand out. Instead of giving love. Yeah, there are many ways that we can give love. There are many ways. Just want to say that real quick because the Spirit of God just gave me that. It is strange how my spirit just fell right into it. He said there are ways that we show love. We show love through a smile. We show love through an encouraging word. Think about that. A pat on the shoulder. Or just giving a gift. I remember sometimes when I was in grad school, the teacher would just call you on the side and after class and just tell you how excellent you were or that grade. They were just so happy that you made that grade. You passed and you know, just encouraging. And you would leave out of that class feeling that you were 6 feet tall just because she or he took time to just say those encouraging words. Think about that. How it makes a difference, how it really matters. Love. Love comes in all aspects. The problem is we don't use what God has given us. We don't use it. We always wait to receive. Yeah. So let us be clear. Love started in the beginning of time. Love didn't just start yesterday. Love didn't just start when we were born. Love started at the beginning of time. And so you say, well, what was the beginning of time? Well, the beginning of time was, think about that, the beginning of time. So many may say it started in the first world. I'm just taking you back a little bit. The first world. What is the first world? You remember when Noah had to build an ark? You remember that? So when he was building that, he was in the first world. Think about it. Because when he got on the boat and they sailed, they went into what? Another world. So think about the beginning of love. Love was there then. Love was in the first world. That's what I'm taking you. He was in the first world. What do I mean? Love instructed Noah. Think about it. Love instructed Noah to build the ark. And if anybody had read that lesson, the love that was in those instructions, I heard somebody talking about it this week, was totally detailed. It was precise. The sizings, the measurements were precise. God was completely detailed with that art. You hear what I'm saying? So that was love that was all over that art. And even after it was actually built, the rest of the love that came and wrapped around that whole lesson, Noah's assignment was to tell them to prepare the rain and to come and get in the ark. That was love right there. But they didn't believe. Did you hear what I'm saying? Yeah, love. Love been here. Love didn't just get here. The thing is, we don't use But God has given us love. Yeah. Look at Psalms 84:11, and it says here, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing. Ooh, I love this here. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk upright. So when we need the sun to shine, there he is. The love that is embedded in us through the shining of the sun. And it, the shield, when we feel hurt or when we're being harmed or when we're being ridiculed, the shield that comes up. Huh? Oh, yeah. There's a spiritual shield that comes up. Well, it could have been worse, but it wasn't. Glory to God. Yeah. His grace is sufficient for all of us, whether we know it or not. He gives us all grace. We get grace. We get grace. You may not understand it. You may not even see it. You may not understand how grace works. But the sound of a newborn baby is his glory. Think about that. When we hear that, you know, that little cry, I used to laugh at when I hear, because it sounds so like something squeaking. But just think of the sound of the newborn baby. And when you would hear that, you smile when you would hear that sound, because that's such melody to you. To mean you know that there's a new family member, a new life in the family. There's a baby. We're going to have that, I would say, that baby powder smell. You know, think about it. Well, that's the glory of God. That's his glory. And that's how that's one of the ways. I'm not going to say that's the only way, but that's one of the ways that he presents the love to us. It's in a child, through the glory. Mm-hmm. The attacks may have been bad, but to be alive, listen at that. Whatever attack it could have been, but just to be alive in him, I said in him, being alive in Jesus Christ, is much better. The attacks may come, and they will come, but knowing him and being in him, huh, and being able to sit and sup with him and knowing who you are in him, glory to God. Oh, that's better. John 15:9-10. We're talking about sonship real quick. The sonship in love. And it says here, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Trust, as I have kept my Father's, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abided in his love. Now, I know you're saying, wow, yeah. The whole thing of the, just to sum it up real quick, but I'm going to break it down. But just to sum it up real quick, this is the Son talking to us about the relationship he has with his Father. And the Son is saying, if you would have a relationship with him like I do, you'll be better off. Now, I just paraphrased it and broke it down, but we're going to go a little deeper. But that's basically what this First John, I'm sorry, John chapter 15, verse 9 through 10. And he's telling us about the relationship. That's why it says sonship. So parents, we must have discipline in love, but not in a violent way. Hello? Not violent, not degrading, but it has to be in love, in the loving way that we discipline our children, our grandchildren. I know many of you have probably seen things like I have, people in stores and sometimes in cars, you know, just the way they would discipline kids and call them out their names and, oh, the obscenities and just slapping them and it just overwhelms you because because you know that this is not what's necessary, and then that this child is growing up in a battered, we talk about the battered wife, but the child is battered. So we, who are in Christ, have to be an example. We have to be an example. Once we learn and once we hear the word, we do what the word says. And that is that we show love. Here we see Jesus talking about his Father in such a heartfelt way, letting all know there were rules. That's what he said. There were rules. There were commandments that was in his house. And he, Jesus, had to abide by those rules. Glory to God. Think about that. That's what he's saying. He says it right here. He said, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abided in his love. So if you do what Jesus did, you know, remember that book, What Would Jesus Do? He would see it. Jesus would listen to what his Father said. Jesus would follow the rules. It says he tells us his Father loves him. Just follow the rules. Following the rules shows you to his Father. That's the road to take. What does it say? Follow the yellow brick road? Follow the yellow brick road? The road to follow is the one where you're listening to the commandments, you're following the rules, and you're on your way to Jesus' Father. Yeah. Yeah. But Jesus said to us, be followed directions. He said for us to follow the directions. He said he compared direction to rules and commandments, which all sums up to showing love. See, a rule is to be, well, it's, love is in that rule. You know, I used to explain this to my son, and I know several parents have seen this. You know, we tell kids, we say this to them all the time, who did that? And, you know, we go in that authoritative voice, we expect them to tell us, who did that? Now, nobody's going to say that as long as you're talking like that. Nobody's going to say who did it because they know with that voice, something is going to happen. So then you say, if you tell me, it's going to be okay. You know, I just need you to tell me. Well, if you tell them to tell you and you sincerely want to hear what they did without complete reprimands, they probably will tell you. But if you're telling them to tell you with this voice, they're not going to tell you. Hello? I know that. I was a kid too. Okay? So the best way to get what you want and to get the lesson taught is to say, I need you to tell me who did this. And I promise you it's not going to be bad, but you are going to deal with some punishments, but it's going to be light. You just break it down. You're going to be punished because you broke this other thing, and you need to be honest. But the punishment is not going to be severe. If you approach a kid like that, they begin to think twice. But most of the time, we're so angry, we're so upset, we're going to kill them. And then they're not going to tell you anything. You will get nothing. Hello, can I get a witness on that? You're not going to get anything. So that method is no good. This is what I used to teach you. This is no good. You have to have another method in order to find out what you're trying to find out. And so here we see that Jesus is telling us that in the rules and in the commandments, there had to be love that had to come out of that. See, even in your chastisements, your punishments, love have to flow. My mother used to say, Mama, love you. That's why I'm getting ready to give you a ring. And, you know, I could that at the time understand how could you love me? You want to hit, you know, give me a whipping. I couldn't understand that kind of love. But as you grow older, you understand the love that she was giving you was to better you. It was to better you. It really was to better you. But sometimes I know some folks have been kind of severe with that type of chastisement. But it has to be in love. That's what this lesson is talking to us about. Jesus said to us, love is found in doing what the commandments say do. That's what love is. Love can be found in doing what God has instructed us to do. Think about that. If God told us to do that, well, that's where love should be. That's where we can find it. Right in the lesson where he said love is. Because if we're following him, think about that. If we're following him in this lesson, then we will be introduced to love. 1 John 4:7-8 tells us, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and loves God. He who does not love does not know God, because God is love. Think about it. You remember I told you when he formed you? Huh? He knew who you were? When he breathed breath into you and you became a living soul. It wasn't a doctor who hit you on your, what they call it, amazing grace. It wasn't that. It was God. Yes, it was him. And that was love. Yeah, because he took time to create us. He took time. And really and truly, in the lesson on the creation, they all came together, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. It was just like they had a meeting of doctors who came together, and they said that we were going to create man. I mean, if you just take time and read it, that's basically what it's saying. So in order to take time, think about how we don't take time to go and just be in his presence. We don't take time to even just say, thank you, Jesus. But he took time. All three of them, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. I'm going to say the Holy Spirit. They all took time to create us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So here we see in 1 John 4:7-8, he said, beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Now, all of us, we're born. Let's be clear with that. Mm-hmm. We are humans. Yeah. But many times, and this is what we were, you know, last week and the week before, we were talking about hate, because we see that. So it's so prevalent. We see that. And it's for some reason, men are quick to gravitate to hate as opposed to love. Some people think that love causes you to be weak. I don't know why, but that's what they think. And so in order for them to appear to be strong, they gravitate to hate. But remember, love is greater. I said love is greater than hate. Love even feels better. It feels better than hate. It takes less effort. Think about that. Hate takes all your energy, all your time. It takes every being you have. It causes you to have high blood pressure. Think about that. Hate causes you to have high blood pressure, causes you to have diabetes. It causes you to have a lot of heart problems, a lot of sickness in your body because you're harboring hate. Well, with love, you can just relax. You can relax and you can smile. Yeah, you can feel at ease. You don't have to be all tense because you're in loving. You're loving. So a smile, so a pat on the back, an encouraging word, a handshake is completely in order. Yes. Think about that. If you see a lot of people, and most of the time when people go to the doctors be examining you and asking you what's been going on. That's why they'd be asking you these questions, because whatever goes on with us emotionally affects our bodies. Yes. And here we see God knows this. He knows it. So love feels better than hate, and it does. We can accomplish more loving than hating, and we can. When we love, we can bring communities together. When we love, we can bring church folks together. When we love, we can, just what I told you about the kids, we can get a better understanding with our children. When we love, we can get them to tell the truth and not feel like they have to walk around with a lie all their life. They wanted to tell you, but they didn't, they wanted to tell you, but they knew if they told you the truth, they were going to get killed. You know, again, it's all about love. It's all about love, and it's the method that we use. Love is when you give. Listen to this. Love is when you give without looking for return. I can't say that enough. Love is when you give without looking for return. You know, there's a lot of people that say, oh, yes, I love you. How much is that? Okay, I can get it. So you're going to give me that back? But see, my loving was in one breath, and with the next one, how long is it going to take for you to give me that back? So where is my love? What is this love temporary? Does this love have a price? Or what, how does this love work? See, the love of God, yeah, the love of God is different. He has that agape love. And the agape love is, no man has that agape love. The agape love is, he loves us in spite of. Even with all the things that we have done that was wrong. Hello. I say we because I'm talking about me too. We have done things that were wrong. He still loved us. The love of God. Yes, just like the Good Samaritan. Remember the Good Samaritan? The Good Samaritan. How he came to the aid of this man. He came to aid. Remember that? He came to the aid of this man. How he took time and carried him. Picked him up off the road. He was on the road. He was on the ground. He was in the dirt. He picked him up. And when he picked him up, he was trying to do all kind of medical procedures that he knew. Like getting something to clean him and wipe the wound. And whatever it was that he felt he was capable of doing with the little that he had at that time, he did. He did. And he gave up himself. That was the most extreme form of love. Because so many people today, if they see you, we see homeless people all the time. All the time. I know when my grandbaby was, let's say it was like 7 or 8, we would give her money and tell her to go give that to the person. Because they were in need. Teaching them young to show love in giving. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, God, for your word. Thank you for your listeners, God. We thank you for this opportunity that you have given us. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to show us how to show love. And we will be careful to give you all praise. We look forward to having you back here with us next Friday and Saturday and on Sunday with God Favors Ministries with Pastor George. And remember, you too can show love. You may think you can't, but somebody standing right there next to you or sitting right next to you is looking for love. And it could be you. Amen.